produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
He is worthy of all our worship, and he is worthy of all our sacrifices. My name is Vuyo Obona, commonly known as Mama Vuyo. I greet you all and I appreciate all of you for joining us today in this live service from Faith Life Ministries in Boksburg. Again, let me take this opportunity and thank my husband, Apostle Sonny Obona, for the opportunity that he has given to me to share the Word of God briefly with you this morning. It's going to be a great, great, great session for us. We're going to share the Word of God and we are going to lift the name of the Lord up high. As the song is saying, indeed, He deserves the best from us. He deserves our praises. He deserves our worship and He deserves our sacrifice. Hallelujah. As I'm waiting for more people to join, just enjoy the music with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As I was saying, we're going to share the Word of God briefly. And my name is Vuyo Obona, commonly known as Mama Vuyo. I am going to be sharing the Word of God briefly with you. Without wasting time, let's get our scripture reading for today from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 9. Just quickly get your Bibles. We're going to read our scripture for today from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 9. We will start reading from verse 1. Verse 1, David asked, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Verse 2, "Now there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba. They summoned him to appear before David, and the king said to him, 'Are you Ziba?' 'At your service,' he replied." The king asked, "Is there no one still alive from the house of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness?" Ziba answered the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is lame in both feet." "Where is he?" the king asked. Ziba answered, "He is at the house of Machir, son of Amiel in Lodebar." So King David had him brought from Lodebar, from the house of Machir, son of Amiel. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, "Mephibosheth, at your service," he replied. Verse 7, "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Verse 8, Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" Then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's steward, and said to him, "I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your sons and your servants are to farm the land for him and bring in the crops so that your master's grandson may be provided for. And Mephibosheth, grandson of your master, will always eat at my table." Then Ziba said to the king, "Your servant will do whatever my lord the king commands his servant to do, saw Mephibosheth at a David's table like one of the king's sons. Verse 12. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah, and all the members of Ziba's household were servants of Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table. He was lame in both fields. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God bless the reading of his scripture in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The topic that we are going to be talking to briefly this morning, I have named it the surprise response. Hallelujah. The surprise response. You know, sometimes when you ask of something and you expect a certain reaction from a person, you don't get surprised. For instance, your child or any person can be asking you of something, and the person already know in their minds what your answer will be. But when the response is not what was expected, then it becomes a surprise. It's something that you didn't see coming. It's something that you didn't expect. So I will be talking briefly today about the surprise response. From what I read, we get to see David asking Ziba if there is no one left in the house of Saul, so that the king can show kindness to the person who is remaining in the house of Saul for the sake of Jonathan. Now, we see King David summoning Ziba, who is the servant. And Ziba has been a servant of Saul. The king summons Ziba and asks him, is there anyone left in the house of Saul so I can show kindness for the sake of Jonathan? Now, I'm not sure whether Ziba didn't understand the question well, or his answer was deliberate to say, he doesn't mention the name of the person. And it surprises me that he doesn't mention. Instead, he mentions that he is lame in both feet. So he is basically answering what he has not been asked. The king asked a simple question. Is there anyone left in the house of Saul? So one would expect Ziba to be straight and short and sweet and to the point and say, yes, there is Mephibosheth, who is a Jonathan's son. And that's it. But he goes further to describe him as crippled in both feet. Hallelujah. The topic is the surprise response. Now, we get to see King David. Now you ask yourself, why is it that King David is so prepared to show kindness to anybody remaining in the house of Saul? Now, I recalled that King David, that his life was marred with all sorts of activities. You will recall that David has been spared, his life has been spared by God on numerous occasions. You will recall that the very same David is the one who fought the big Goliath, the Philistine. And you will also recall that David escaped from wild beasts. The very same David is the one who went contrary to the Ten Commandments when he had an adulterous relationship with Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. And it didn't end there. When all this adulterous affair came to the fore, what did David do? He killed the husband. Hallelujah. So that is the David that you are talking about here. That is the David now we see to be wanting to show kindness to anybody remaining in the house of Saul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So David is prepared to show kindness to anybody remaining there because God showed him kindness. Hallelujah. Under normal circumstances, with all that David did, he was supposed to be dethroned as the king, amongst other things. Or maybe he was supposed to be banished from Israel, amongst other things. Or he was supposed to be executed, amongst other things. But his life was spared. God didn't agree that David should die. Hallelujah. And to crown it all, David is the very same man that God refers to as the man after my own heart. After all what David did, God still referred to him as the man after my own heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, David made a promise to Jonathan that he would show kindness to the remaining members of Saul's household. Hallelujah. Now, David becomes king after Saul. And under normal circumstances, when you occupy a position of a king, you wouldn't want to have anything to do with anybody who belongs or is associated with the previous king. But here we see David, who is going contrary to the tradition of being angry, of holding a grudge towards the previous dynasty, which is Saul, but he is prepared to show kindness to anybody in the house of Saul, who is under normal circumstances supposed to be his enemy. Hallelujah. So that is the David that we are talking about here. So in other words, David didn't forget what God did for him. David didn't forget the kindness that God showed him. He was prepared to reciprocate God's kindness and show it to somebody who is in the house of Saul. Now let's look at Mephibosheth. Sometimes in our lives, we find ourselves in situations in which Mephibosheth found himself in. Sometimes we are in hiding. Sometimes we are in pain. Sometimes we are full of fear. Sometimes we are fearful, we are weak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes we find ourselves in situations because of what our forefathers did. We find ourselves at certain disadvantages because of what our parents did. And we suffer the consequences. Hallelujah. Now, it's even worse when your suffering is not out of your own making, like Mephibosheth. The Bible tells us that when Saul and Jonathan were killed in a battle, the nurse who was looking after Mephibosheth had to run with him. And in the process of running, by accident, the baby fell. And that is how he got crippled. So the disability that Mephibosheth finds himself in doesn't have anything to do with him. He found himself in that situation and he was taken to Lodebar. The meaning of Lodebar is a place that there's no pasture, there's no word, there's just nothing. And as the supposed prince, he had to stay in that place. Hallelujah. So sometimes as children of God, we find ourselves in situations where Mephibosheth found himself in. And it becomes worse when it is done by a person that you least expect. Because with all honesty, we do find ourselves sometimes in situations where people that we least expect put us in. Now, Mephibosheth, as I've indicated, he finds himself in a situation that is not of his own making, But now, when he is described by his, be described in his presence, that, yeah, there is somebody there. He's crippled in both feet. I am just wondering, how would he feel if he were to be described in his presence, if he was there with King David when Ziba was explaining and describing him, knowing fully well that his disability is not of his own making. Hallelujah. But I have come today to assure you that the situation that you found yourself in, it can be out of your deliberate actions, or it can be a situation that is not of your fault. I want to tell you today that God is about to turn that situation for you. God is about to send a King David who will recall the kindness, the goodness of God that God did for him, and will be able to reciprocate the goodness to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to talk briefly about what happens when God's kindness, when God's mercy, when God's grace meets with you. What happens? Hallelujah. Because in the passage that I read, surely the grace of God met Mephibosheth. Hallelujah. It met him in Lodebar, where we are told that Lodebar is a place that doesn't have, there's nothing there, there's no pasture, there's nothing. Hallelujah. It's a lifeless area. Hallelujah. So what happens when grace meets you? Hallelujah. The story tells us that Mephibosheth was an outcast, obviously crippled, long forgotten, and poor. Now, when the grace of God meets you, your dignity is restored. Hallelujah. When God decides to show you favor, when God decides to show you mercy, your dignity is restored. Hallelujah. Now, we hear here that David asked, where is this son? Hallelujah. Where is this son? Now, all of a sudden, Mephibosheth is a son. He's not a person. He's not a young man. He's not a man. He's a son. Now, the dignity is automatically restored when somebody is referring to you as a son, when somebody is referring to you as a daughter. Now, when the grace of God meets you, your dignity is restored. Somebody begins to call you names that you never thought you would be called. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you are watching me and you are under that situation, I have come to tell you that God is about to send somebody who will call you names that you never, never, never thought you would hear. Hallelujah. In your lifetime. Now, I was wondering, okay, maybe for how long has Mephibosheth, when last did he hear the word son, to be called a son? But now all of a sudden, the whole king is asking, where is this son? Now, what also happens when grace meets you? You gain acceptance. Hallelujah. You gain acceptance in the sense that Mephibosheth was called by the king. The king accepted him the way he was. The king never had issues. The king never had qualms by the way Mephibosheth was looking. The king was not interested in Mephibosheth's past as to what happened, why is he crippled, and so on. So he got to be accepted the way he was. Hallelujah. Now, all of a sudden, Mephibosheth has a family. So when the grace of God locates you, you get accepted. You get accepted even by the people that you least expect. You belong automatically to a family that you never thought you would belong to. Hallelujah. And as a child of God, you belong to the bigger picture, to the bigger body of Christ, where you now have your brothers and your sisters. Hallelujah. So Mephibosheth gained acceptance the way he was by the king. And I can imagine how surprised he was when he was accepted the way he is. Now, the most interesting part, when grace meets you, you get restoration. Hallelujah. You get restoration. Everything about you is restored. Hallelujah. Everything about you is restored. Everything about you becomes brand new. Hallelujah. So God gave Mephibosheth a new identity. He gave him a new position because now he had to dine with the king. And it was a permanent arrangement. And not only that, the king sponsored servants for him. Hallelujah. So there was a complete restoration for Mephibosheth. Now, as a child of God, whatever you are going through, rest assured that God is about to restore your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you are facing now, it may not look like it. It may not feel like it. But rest assured, because you are a child of God, God is about to turn that situation for your good, the same way he did for Mephibosheth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to check briefly. What impression do people normally have of us? And what is it that they normally miss in making that impression? Hallelujah. As I've indicated, the topic for today is the surprise response. Hallelujah. Now you're asking yourself, what is the surprise response? The surprise response is what King David gave to Ziba. Ziba may have expected a negative response because, after all, Mephibosheth is a grandson to Saul, who is supposedly a rivalry of King David, who is an enemy. But the response was surprising. For the sake of Jonathan, is there anybody that I can show kindness? Leave Saul aside for now. For the sake of Jonathan, is there anybody in the house of Saul that I can show kindness to? Hallelujah. So David was no longer interested in the relationship that he had with Saul, that they were rivalries, they were enemies. He was doing kindness for the sake of Jonathan. Hallelujah. Now, as people, there's a perception that would normally go around to say, Vuyo has been, this is how we know her, and this is how we view her, and we have concluded on her in this particular way. They will be holding a particular file for Vuyo, and they have concluded, and the file is signed and sealed. They are carrying the file, not knowing that God is holding and keeping a different file. Hallelujah. God is keeping a different file of you for the sake of Jonathan. Who is Jonathan in our circumstance? Is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know Vuyo before she accepted Jesus as her, as his daughter. Now, when Ziba comes to King David, he is bringing an old file of Mephibosheth, the one who is crippled. That is an old file. And David is not using that file. David is using the file of Jonathan to favor Mephibosheth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David is using Jonathan's file to show kindness to Mephibosheth. Yes, Mephibosheth could be crippled. Yes, Mephibosheth could be sick. He could be fearful. He could be all sorts of negative things. But that is not the focus of King David. King David, for him to show kindness, is not influenced by those. He is focusing on Jonathan's file. How is Jonathan? Hallelujah. And I come here to tell you today that as a child of God, they may have concluded on your situation. They may have concluded on your circumstances. They are holding your old vine. Because you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Jesus is holding a new file. The new file that people don't know. And it is that file that is talking for you. It is that file that it will show you kindness. Hallelujah. Before kings, before queens of the world. Hallelujah. So as a child of God, you have a file that is written Jesus outside that is talking for you. They will think that your disability is talking for you. They will think that your family background is talking for you. They will think that your circumstance is talking for you. They will think that because you had 3 kids before marriage, that is what is talking for you. Not knowing that the file that God is going to use to show you kindness is a file that is written Jesus outside. Things change at the cross of Calvary. And people forget that. That is what happened. And everything changed. The whole dynamic changed. They keep on holding to what they know about you and forgetting that.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.